All right, it is Tuesday morning, time to talk money matters with our certified financial planner, Michelle Gravel. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Jim Burden from the Gravel's office also online. Jim, good morning.
Hello, Paul.
Well, when we talk about financial planning, we often talk about stocks and bonds and IRAs and all kinds of other stuff. We don't really talk much about life insurance, although that is a big part of your financial plan, isn't it?
Yeah, Paul, it has to be a big part of your financial plan, even though most of us don't like talking about it, and it kind of feel like almost it's a you don't want to pay for something that you might not ever get type of a thing, depending on what type of insurance you're looking at. But as certified financial planners, we really take a look at your whole aspect of your portfolio and your financial planning in every aspect. And we had an example. We have some friends up in Traverse City who had a friend whose son-in-law passed away, and their daughter was only 27 years old, and she had four children, was a stay-at-home mom, and they did not have any insurance. He was in between jobs. He never really had any life insurance from a company or a corporate job. And so the grandparents really suddenly were in a position where they had to support not only their daughter, but the four grandchildren. And you know, it really was a horrible tragedy emotionally and personally, but it also was something that could have been avoided on the financial side, even if there had been some term insurance involved. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about today, is about how you can gift to children or grandchildren, how you can set up accounts, and how there are numerous options out to think about, because it's so easy to help out and put money towards. It's an investment for you to make sure that you're protected, not only for you and your spouse, but all the different scenarios that are out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to make sure that you have the right amount. You don't want to have too much. You don't want to have too little. And it's, you know, every case is an individual case.
Yeah. You have a lot of choices too, Paul. Everyone's pretty familiar with term insurance. You have it for a specific, you know, term, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But also there's permanent insurance and whole life insurance, universal life, variable universal life. These are other policies that serve a little bit different need, but you do have choices in insurance. Premiums are pretty competitively priced right now, and you may want to look at and consider permanent insurance because it stays with you, the premiums do not change, and it actually accumulates a cash value over time.
Right. Yeah, that's a nice option to have. There are other options, too, though, aren't there?
You can take a look at term insurance, and that is probably something that you want to look at if you're thinking of trying to protect for your children and or grandchildren. It's very inexpensive, but it is not an investment. But if you do invest in whole or permanent insurance, it's more expensive because it is like an investment. So we take a look at your individual situation and what would be the best for you, maybe setting up a smaller amount of term for certain people in your family and looking at whole life in a different sense. Typically, there are higher costs in whole life, so we tend to look at a difference between other investment accounts in a combination with term insurance. But you had also mentioned, Paul, about people being overinsured or underinsured. A lot of our retired people are finding themselves highly overinsured. And again, you're paying premiums and higher fees when you could be invested in something different and, you know, without paying such excessive fees. So if you don't need the insurance, you don't want to cash out on something you've already committed to if you're leaving too much on the table. It's something you really have to investigate and analyze on a situation-to-situation basis.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that this individual that you were referencing was in between jobs or didn't have any life insurance through work. A lot of people do get life insurance as a benefit through work and don't even know what's in the policy. They don't really know how much they have, so it's really worth looking into to see how much life insurance you have, how much you need, and if you need anything additional.
Sure.
Right. That's a good point. You should look into what you have, and typically, though, it's not that much. So you should know what you have, but you need to look at additional insurance typically depending on the corporation, depending on your position in the corporation. But typically it would not be enough to support a family if something happened to you and your wife or your husband, if you have stay-at-home wife working with the children. It typically wouldn't be enough to support that. So you really need to sit down and take a look at that. It's not life insurance just to pay off the house. It's life insurance to fund if someone is suddenly not working and that income was taking care of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things to consider. Do you have a money-saving tip for us this morning, Michelle?
Well, I do. It's one that we've been talking about, but I feel like if it keeps happening, I should keep talking about it. Just met with some people yesterday, and it was our second appointment. And in the two appointments, the first appointment, we were looking at a statement that was from the same company, but two different things, and the numbers looked the same, and we went into this. And I mentioned this example 3 weeks ago. Those were different people. But we called again on this situation, and there was some more money there, another $49,000. Then they came in yesterday, and I said, has anything happened new? And she said, no, nothing's happened new since we met, other than I do have this statement that's probably, it's the most recent statement. I think you have the old one of this. Well, I looked at it. No, I didn't have that statement at all. Mm. And she said, well, I thought that matches with this one. And we were originally talking about her husband's things with the other money. This one, I looked at it and said, no, these are two totally different things, even though the figures appear to be the same and the dates she started them appeared to be the same.
Wow.
But it was an extra $62,000. So they're up 100. I'm doing pretty good. They're up 104,000. They've only met with me twice.
That's not bad at all. Maybe.
Yes.
Good
it's
reason to call.
It's important, though, to go through your stuff because that jars your memory of things you didn't think of. And I also, I mean, I deal with people who have stuff on spreadsheets. They have everything in the, so organized, etc. And they're professors at universities or they're attorneys or doctors, whatever. They still, you people, when you're dealing with it, people don't like to have to think about it all the time. And even if they do put it in their spreadsheets, it's just, you never know. It's like finding needle in a haystack sometimes, but if it's a golden needle, you might as well look for it.
Absolutely, like panning for gold, no doubt. How do folks reach the Gravels if they want to contact your office?
Paul, if you haven't scheduled a complimentary review, you can contact us at the radio station through any Tri-County bank or bank branch and at our toll-free number, 800-668-7135.
All right, good
stuff.
Well,
I know, Jim, you had a good example we'll talk about next time about another little story about investing in insurance that's really a positive thing that I think needs more time to be spent.
Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning. We'll talk about it next week. It's thinking of insurance in a little different way as far as gifting. So we'll get to that.
We'll get to that next week.
Something
sounds
to look forward to.
All right, very good. Guys, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only, not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing.